Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is July the 23rd, 2020. Well, happy birthday. 26 years ago today, I became a father. My life has not been the same since, but I'm so thankful for my children and for the birthday that's on today. Well, today we're going to go back to Philippians 4 to find the next instruction from Paul. And the instruction from Paul will help us on our walk with Christ. When we think about the ministry of Paul, we often think or presume, I always did think that Paul did a lot of his work alone. You know, I knew that he had like Barnabas and Silas that went along with him on his missionary journeys, but really, I thought that for the most part, you know, the work they did, they kind of did it alone. However, as we study the scripture, we find that Paul had many assistants. We know that Timothy traveled with Paul, and so too did Luke the physician. We also read of Aquila and Priscilla helping Paul in the ministry. And if we would take the time right now to kind of just read through the letters of Paul to write down all those that he mentioned that helped him, we can make a long list of those who helped Paul in his ministry. You know, we should understand that because no man is an island. No man can accomplish work alone. Even Jesus secured the help of 12 men to assist him in the ministry. Actually, we know that the plan of God to accomplish his work is through the efforts of men and women. So we ought to know that there are many that help in the ministry. So as we turn to Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 3, Paul now mentions this. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow. We don't really know who he's talking to. But anyway, the person that he's talking to may have been Epaphroditus carrying the letter, but whoever. Help those women which labored with me. In the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. So what do we find there? Paul is telling this person to be an encouragement, to help those women who helped Paul in the ministry. I know there's a lot of people that wonder if there's a place for women in the ministry, but apparently Paul knew there was a place for them. Paul had a work assignment for them. That work assignment was not to be a preacher in the pulpit, but they helped Paul in the ministry. They labored with him in the gospel. Again, they weren't preachers, because we know that Paul also said the women are to be silent in the church. So we know they weren't preachers as far as that goes. They weren't leaders, but they were helpers. They witnessed. They gave up their substance. They bore the reproach and persecution of the ministry. They encouraged Paul in his ministry. There were lots of things that they could do. Paul had many co-laborers. Paul could have never accomplished all that he did if he did the work alone. So he needed helpers. So today I want you to think how important your help in the ministry is to your walk. Again, the title is Walk by Helping. You only gain strength by work. If you sit idle, you will not grow stronger. Atrophy sets in when muscles are not used. And so if you just sit idle, you're not going to get stronger in your Christian life. You're going to get weaker. And so when thinking about your walk, you need to think about how important you helping others in the ministry is. You know, the thing about it is, you don't necessarily have to be the leader. You can just help someone else. And I know that someone who's trying to work, if they have somebody that just wants to come alongside and help them, they'd be greatly thankful for that. And so, Paul could not accomplish his work without the help of others. The work of Christ, your church, or your pastor cannot be accomplished as efficiently without your help. Be a co-laborer with your church in your walk. I want you to think about this. I want you to see that the way to gain strength in your walk is by your work. Stretch yourself. Flex your spiritual muscles. Make yourself available. You may think that you don't have much ability, or you may think, well, how can my help be of any assistance in the overall work of God? You may think you don't have much to offer, but your help is needed tremendously. And when thinking about small means, today, you know, I read about the widow who had no income. She told Elisha that the creditors were coming to take her sons, to sell them, to pay for her debts. And she had only one little cruse of oil. How could that meet her need? What did Elisha tell her? He told her to go and borrow all the pots that she could. Then begin to pour that oil that you have in those pots. The oil filled all that she had. Elisha then told her to sell those pots, sell the oil, I mean, and pay her debts, and then live off of the rest. She had little, but when she made it available, God blessed it to accomplish a great work. So you might think, well, what do I have to help? You may think that you don't have much to help, but when you make it available to God, He will take your help and expand it to accomplish His work. So today, I want you to think of ways that you can strengthen your walk by helping others. Help in the ministry of the church. Think of someone that you can disciple, that you can share what God is doing in your life, that you can share the truth of God's Word with, that you can pray with or read the Scripture, or just put some effort into trying to help them find their way in their walk. You might be surprised what God can do. I was just talking to someone today, well, actually yesterday, about when they began, when the Lord first saved them, and how they could barely read, and now the Lord is using them greatly in the ministry. It's amazing when you make yourself available what God can, how God can use you. So, strengthen your walk by helping in the ministry. Lord, today as we come to you in prayer, we are thankful for those who so faithfully help in the ministry. I thank you for those who help me. Lord, I pray you will encourage your people to be active in the service of the Lord. I pray they will see the benefit of helping others in their walk with you. Lord, today I also pray for the Baloch Rind in Pakistan. Almost 1 million people, 0 Christians. They are unreached. I pray, Lord, that you would send laborers to them to share with them the salvation which can only be found in Christ. Help them to see that eternal life can only be found in Christ Jesus. It is in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, Brother Mark, signing off.